Cherokee Principal Chief Chad Smith spent the day Monday on the U of A campus meeting faculty and students in a special forum held in honor of Native American Heritage Month. But he also met with the chancellor and staff to discuss sustainable agriculture curriculum, sustainable community development, Native American studies, diversity initiatives, and Native American arts and language and culture. The chief's exploring a potential collaboration here.
Well, it became very interesting and apparent that the University of Arkansas has a great focus in a number of disciplines dealing with rural development. And that's something that's really important for us because the building blocks of our nation is the community. So really, if you define our nation, we're a family of families and a community of communities. So the rural development, the rural architecture, the other kinds of infrastructure, the electrical grid stuff, horticulture and agriculture, they all work together to help us preserve our core communities.
Chad Smith's visit's part of a larger educational initiative. This week, he's dedicating a new college resource center located in the tribal complex in Tahlequah. The center's replacing the Cherokee Nation Higher Education Office. Staff will provide Cherokee citizens with scholarship advisement, assistance with the free application for federal student aid, college prep activities, college retention strategies, public school outreach, and access to computer kiosks for scholarship searches. The Cherokee Nation has a long history of political and educational pursuit, beginning in the early 19th century when one of its scholars, Sequoyah, invented a syllabary, a Cherokee alphabet. Within months, the record says, many Cherokee were able to read and write in their own unique language. Over a decade later, however, the new Atchota Treaty was ratified by the U.S. Senate in 1838. It's a document considered fraudulent by Cherokee. It led to their forcible removal from their eastern indigenous territory, which covers Georgia, Tennessee, and the Carolinas, along the infamous Trail of Tears into Oklahoma Territory. As many as 6,000 Cherokee may have perished.
The Cherokees have had two great historic passions. One is self-governance, and the other is education. You know, even in the infamous Treaty of 1838, we negotiated provisions to fund education. Our first buildings after the removal were the male and female seminaries. And so we're trying to recapture that sense of urgency and giving our kids the best opportunity possible with a good education.
Today, 300,000 Cherokee are formally enrolled as members of the tribe, with 115,000 living within a 7,000 square mile area of the Cherokee Nation's jurisdictional service area. That includes all of 8 counties and portions of 6 in northeastern Oklahoma. And Cherokee are increasingly enrolling at the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville, with a total minority enrollment of 3,300 students, 15.5% of the student body. American Indians represent 1.6% of the student population. That's a total of 337 students. 86 are Cherokee, attending here on scholarships, Chief Smith said. According to the nation's annual report since 2005, the Cherokee Nation has increased its budget for education services by more than 73%. Reflecting its commitment to educating Cherokee students. Scholarships have also doubled. Still, the troubled U.S. economy has challenged tribal economies across the U.S.
Right now, we have had a budget cut this year of about 6%, but generally we're satisfied because we're able to make sure everybody keeps his job and the core services and products we have continue. There's some things we would love to do that we'll just have to defer, but it's just sound management and not to spend more than you think you're going to get in. But our health care has thrived. We're focusing on education and leadership. So we think things are progressing, but we have to think in terms of decades rather than quarters. So generally, I think we're on the right path and we're making some progress.
The Cherokee Nation's assets, derived from gaming and industry, exceeded its liabilities at the end of fiscal year 2009 by $207 million. That's net assets. And revenues in 2009 exceeded expenses for the Cherokee tribe by $18 million. There was also growth the previous year. On its tribal crest, you'll see a 7-pointed gold star.
Well, each point of the star stands for each of the clans. So there's seven clans, seven pointed stars. And it's covered by a wreath of oak leaves, which is a symbol of peace and prosperity. And so our seal has been with us for a couple of centuries. And it just reminds us of the continuing evolution of the future and remembrance and honoring the past.
The citizens of the Cherokee Nation elected Chadwick Corntassel Smith as principal chief in 1999. He's now in his third term. He holds a bachelor's degree in education, two masters in public administration and hospitality management, and a Juris Doctorate from the University of Tulsa. He's taught Indian law at Dartmouth College, has written college curriculum in tribal operations, authored a 600-page course book on Cherokee legal history, and worked as a county prosecutor and operated his own law practice for a while. Chief Chad Smith's ancestors were forcibly removed from the Treaty of Achota, but survived the Trail of Tears. His great-grandfather then faced another battle in the late 19th century when the U.S. government broke up collective tribal land holdings in Oklahoma Territory, creating individual allotments in order to sell the so-called surplus to white settlers. To this day, the Cherokee Nation are still without their own reservation. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.